Hola and welcome back to Voice Memos. In this episode, I want to talk about when is it time to take a break? So much of this podcast is about goals and how to achieve them, and I still think that's super important, but there's also a time where you take a step back, take a breather, realign yourself, and give yourself credit for all the hard work you've done up to that point. So in this episode, let's talk about when is it time to take that break. If that sounds interesting to you, grab a snack, grab a drink, and let's get into it. Alrighty, so like I said, the goal of this episode, and there I am talking about goals again, is to talk about when it's time to take a break. And this podcast in itself is very goal oriented. I'm always sharing my strategies on how I'm staying on track with all my various projects in my career, in my personal life, in my artistic endeavors, and in my like book writing journey. So there's lots of things I'm working on at all times. And to do that, it usually requires a high level of passion, a regimented schedule, a backlog of items to work on, and it can be a lot. So right now is about the halfway point in the year, and for the past 4 weeks, I've really been taking it easy on myself. I haven't really been reading much. I've picked up a book here or there, but haven't been focusing on finishing books for the last 4 weeks. And my reading goal is a big part of what I've been working on this year. I'm trying to read 40 books. So far, I've read, I think, like 18. So I am still pretty much on track to meet that goal in December. And it was good to just see that data, be like, it's okay to take it easy right now and take a step back. The books I was reading weren't really motivating me, and or like they weren't page turners or anything like that. I do believe they're good books and I'm going to enjoy reading them. I just didn't have the time or focus for the last 4 weeks to work on them. So I've put the books down. I've taken more than a month off of my manuscript. I've had the edits back for a while now, and I just haven't picked it up again. And then in terms of like art, I have created a few like random things here or there. A couple episodes ago, I was painting a giant for me painting, and that was fun, but wasn't really on the schedule of things that I'm working on, like my magazine or any like printables. I'm trying to like build out an inventory to eventually do like an art market or an artist alley type event. So there are some side projects, some minor things, and a lot of home improvement projects, which they're satisfying, but they're definitely not my passion. So you can kind of see behind me, if you're watching the YouTube video, I have a brand new headboard that my boyfriend put together for me. I finished painting that last night. So it's just like things like that where it's taking a long time. It's not really on my list of things that I want to be working on, but I've been working on them. And the goals have gone a little bit to the wayside. But what is important in these kind of lulls in your motivation, or I don't know, lulls in your progress even, is to realize when it's time to take a break, when it's okay to take a break, and then how to end that break. And so one of the things I'm thinking of is like, when am I off track versus just resting? Now that I'm kind of coming towards the end of my break, I can feel it in my bones. I'm ready to like jump back in on these projects. Some things I've been noticing is that I'm excited to pick up my books again and work on my manuscript again. The break gave me a period away from those projects so I could actually miss them. There's that saying that's like, absence makes the heart grow fonder or something like that. So taking a little step away actually is making me reinvigorated and excited to look at these projects with fresh eyes. I think also it's a change of season. Like we're kind of coming to the end of spring and the kickoff of summer. My apartment pool is going to be filled up this weekend, and I'm excited to be reading poolside, editing my manuscript on some of the lounge chairs out there, and just kicking into high gear for summer. I think as an adult, we kind of lose sight of the seasons sometimes. There's no back-to-school season to ground you in like a cycle. It's just this holiday party, that holiday party, switching out the wardrobe. But it never really seems to say, like, okay, we're resetting. Kind of like how a new school year is like fresh supplies, we're starting from scratch. New teachers, new everything. It's like, no, we're still in the same job. We're still in the same apartment. Like, still have the same friends, same boyfriend. Like, a lot of the things are consistent now when you're an adult. And I don't know. I think we should embrace that seasonal change a little bit more as a way to have a fresh look on our goals, have a renewed motivation on them. And if needed, take a little break. Take a little summer vacation. Take a little spring break. I mean, that's what we could call this, is like, this was my spring break from all my goals, and now I'm ready to get into finals season and like finish the school year out strong, right? I say this and I'm going to my brother's graduation like this in a couple days. I'm actually recording this early, and so he's right in the middle of a fresh start, or like jumping into a fresh start, and I don't have that. So I'm kind of jealous. And I want to recreate that feeling of fresh start and renewed energy. So really leaning into that seasonal change as a way to remotivate myself on my goals. And then, I mean, another reason I knew that my break was coming to an end was I was tired of like kind of the brain rot content I was consuming during the break. I wasn't really nourishing myself with like literature and reading. So I'm watching like YouTube, I'm watching TV, and I got so tired of the ads, for one. I love that books don't have ads in them for now, right? And then I also just got tired of the derivative content on YouTube. I feel like, I mean, and I'm still going pretty strong on no social media. I feel like every time I check Instagram, it's more and more alien to me, where I'm just seeing these people that I don't even really know anymore, and they have a baby, or they're engaged, or they're having a wedding, and just like these milestones, they're in Italy. Like, it just feels so random to look at them out of context, because I'll see the post like 3 weeks later. You know, I'm just checking in on it like maybe once a month. And yeah, so Instagram feels a little alien, a little like the allure is gone for me a little bit. And it makes me glad that I'm not wasting a bunch of time on it every day. But even YouTube, you get into these niches, your algorithm keeps feeding you the same kind of content. And suddenly, like, these creators that I really like, they're all talking about the same thing. And, I mean, the same is true for podcasts, too. Like, I'll have a couple different current events, newsy podcasts, and they're all talking about the same topics. Trump tariffs. Trump bought a jet. Like, the Pope. Like, everyone was talking about the Pope. And I know that's huge news. But if you don't have a new take on it, if you don't have something new to add to the conversation, why are we talking about it? So I did love my boyfriend's commentary on the Pope. He was telling me, like, the controversy with the Pope is not a Cubs fan. The Pope, just, like, this minor stuff. And that's the kind of thing that I would want on a podcast episode. It's like, let's deep dive into the sporting events that the Pope has been to. That's interesting. The fact that the Pope's American, we've said that already. So that kind of thing. Like, I was getting kind of tired of it. And I realized it's because before this break, I was spending a lot more time reading books. And so I didn't ever get to that derivative content on YouTube because I didn't have time to, like, watch all those videos. So I just got to watch a couple, and I was covered on all the topics. So, yeah, like something that's really been sticking with me as I'm like winding down on this like high dopamine activity season where I'm just like YouTube video junkie, is the saying like make more than you consume. And that has been really resonating with me as in many, many ways. First of all, like with the tariffs, everyone's talking about like, look, this is your time to learn how to sew, make your own clothes, make this, like buy local, start a little garden, like all these tips on how to lower your consumer spending. And I love that because it feeds into this idea of making more than you can consume. And then also like as an artist, I've talked about this before where art is very funneled right now into a social media like view where we are catering the art to the algorithm instead of to our passions and ultimately to better ourselves as artists. And so that was also resonating with me, just remembering why I make art and finding the passion in it and trying to make more of it, right? Instead of just watching other people make art or talk about the drama in the art community, which as entertaining as it is, I'm kind of tired of listening to another artist's take, air quotes, on AI. We all know it's stealing from the artists and it's creating a lot of slop. Like, I haven't heard a new take on AI in weeks. With all that in mind, I'm like, okay, how do I get out of this break and start getting back into my goals? And so my first thing is just like deadlines and external accountability. So for example, some of the books that I haven't been reading, they are coming due at the library and there is a list to renew. So I am speed reading Olga Dies Dreaming. It's an audio. I have it as an audio book. I've got like 8 hours left on it and it's due tomorrow. So I will be listening to that nonstop at 1.5 speed. I tried 2x speed. It's just a little too fast for this one for me. And so I'll be listening to that. And I think deadlines are really helpful. Like book club helps me stay on track with reading at least one book a month. Books at the library have a limited time you have with them. So books at the library have a limited time that you have with them. So it's really important when I open up like my Libby app that, yeah, I see that, oh my God, I only have a week left with this book. I gotta like prioritize it. And maybe that was like part of what started this break, is like a lot of the books I was reading are books that I own. And so there was no urgency to read them. Maybe, I don't know. Another reason to support and use your libraries is that they will keep you accountable on your reading goal. And then for my manuscript, yes, like I've had all these other projects and I've been moving, all these things, like you can have a million excuses, but if it keeps getting deprioritized, then you have to find a new way to make yourself excited and accountable for it. So I started texting some different friends about who can be my next beta reader for my manuscript, because that helps me a lot with getting through the next edit, because I just tell that beta reader, I'm like, I am targeting to get this to you by June. And so now I'm looking at June, I'm like, that's only 2 weeks away. So I have to be working on this every night. I need to be looking at this many chapters per week, and then I'll be able to hand it off to them on time so that they can hand it back to me on time and we can keep going on this book journey. So that's what I realized was missing with getting back into the edits, is just having that next goal and a next deadline so that I could make some progress. So it's a little bit of a wake-up call. When you're taking a break, you kind of have to have a plan on how you're going to end that break and kick your goals back into high gear. Another tip I would say, I mean, for art, I am just in such a weird mood with my art. I think like I have a lot of ideas. I'm I have like the thumbnails for a coloring book. I think on paper, it sounds like a great idea. In practice, it feels like torture when I'm drawing it, and I don't know why. And so I think part of it is I was trying a different approach where I was like, well, I'm going to sketch out every page so that they all kind of feel the same. And then I'm going to do, like, I was trying to apply my process, I think, too broadly. So I'm trying to narrow down, chunk it out more, because I think part of the reason that you can get derailed from a goal is that it's just too overwhelming. It's not bite-sized enough. This goes back to the episode about, like, hot girl scrum, like, how can we scrumify our lives? And I think with goals, if it's just feeling like you can never quite bite off a chunk of that goal, you're trying to, okay, this analogy is falling apart, but you're trying to bite off more than you can chew, basically. It's like you have to break it down more. So for me, with this coloring book, I think I was just creating tasks that were too large. And my next steps here are just to create like easier goals so that I can actually get that dopamine from finishing something. So hopefully we can get that one back on track and, yeah, like just be more intuitive, be more creative. I'll update you in the next episode on where I go. I mean, I have this vacation coming up, and as much as it's going to be go, 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 there's going to be a lot of downtime too. So there's going to be a lot of family time. So I think that's when my creativity is really going to be rejuvenated. I'm really looking forward to reading on the plane and in the airport, and yeah, just having some quality time away from work, because I'm just in a weird spot with work. I'm not going to get too into it, but it's like a level of boredom that is like leaching into the rest of my life. So I'm kind of excited to get some new projects going at work so that hopefully I can take that energy from work and bring it into these personal goals too. Reinvigorate myself at work, basically. So we'll see where that goes. I feel like I have a good plan to get back on track with my goals, and hopefully you took something away from this too, where, I mean, yes, it's just a balance. You got to take breaks and figure out a way on how to end those breaks to get back into it. So if you liked this episode, leave me a like, give a comment, subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to, and I'll see you in about 2 weeks. Bye.